welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
I am your co-host, Katie Lale.
And I am your co-host, Rebecca Collins.
This is episode 18.
18.
Bisquick.
Bisquick.
The more you say it, the funnier you start to, like, the funnier ways you start to say it. Bisquick, bisquick.
I mean, it makes sense. Biscuit. Quick. Right?
Quick biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get into our current topic,
yes.
I have some old news.
Old news.
About Jell-O shots. I did some more research because I think something came up about like how long people have been doing these, like
Jell-O
when
shots?
Did they start Jell-O shots. Yep. So I did find in an 1862 cookbook called How to Mix Drinks by New York. 1862. I know,
no,
but
not...
it's gross. Scary.
Oh, no.
New York City bartender Jerry Thomas, he had a recipe. It was using isinglass collagen, which comes from fish bladder. So, like, use some sort of collagen to put into a drink.
Okay.
And then in 1902, in the San Francisco Chronicle, there was a wine jelly recipe that came out.
Oh.
But it wasn't till like when Jell-O got big in the 1950s. That's when Jell-O shots really got.
Although, do you
got their
were
stride.
People in the 50s making Jell-O shots?
I've never
heard about it.
Good question.
Well, that is interesting.
I mean,
I think technically Jell-O is still horse. Is this true?
Yeah.
Horse.
Well, yeah, it's like
hooves or like collagen. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? I don't want to be.
It's not vegetarian.
No.
Yeah.
I know, because
yeah.
everyone who's
right.
a very strict vegetarian
right.
is like, well, you cannot
yep.
have Jell-O.
Yep.
So, you know what? I guess we're still, you know, fish bladder sounds gross, but is it really that gross?
Yeah.
Right.
But I brought a surprise for you. It's in the cooler next to you.
Oh, okay.
So have a look.
Oh, wait. I think I...
It's a... In the spirit, if nothing else, this podcast is a place where we allow redos.
Redo.
So...
Redo of the Jell-O shot.
Yeah, if you remember the pina colada Jell-O shot, I used coconut milk, unsweetened, and they were bad.
Was that the problem?
I think so. That was the main problem. So, because the recipe called for cream of coconut.
Oh, which is a lot thicker.
It's thicker and it's sweetened. And I had to go to the liquor store to get it because I think that's what you use a lot for making pina coladas. So, found it at the liquor store. It's thicker and sweeter than milk. So, have a taste. You can put whipped cream on it. You cannot. I don't know. Oh, I should have gotten you a spoon.
All right. Well, I will have this at the break.
Okay, that sounds great.
Because I got to get it out of
okay.
this. But it's
we'll report back.
I will say this: it looks set.
It is set.
It looks.
That's
set.
A win.
You
yes.
can tip it upside down. It does not come out of the glass.
We're already ahead.
We are already ahead.
last.
All right. Last month. I'm so excited.
All right. Yes, we'll give it a try at the
okay,
break.
Okay. Okay.
Did you have any old news?
No.
Okay.
I have no old news. I don't have any old news. I will just say that I don't know if everybody listening knows what brats are, because I think
yeah maybe
do you know what brats are when you
yeah.
before you moved here?
Probably not before I moved here.
Well, in Wisconsin you have brats all the
yep.
time, and I will say this is not old news, this is just like my daily thought. Who can perfect the correct brat bun?
Oh.
Hot dog buns do not cut it.
How come? It's like not
it's
enough
not
bread?
Enough. They're not long enough. They're not built for it. They're often inadequate.
Are you talking about the split top hot dog buns or like the ones that are more like the Coney Island style where it's like you can fit more of the sausage in the bun?
I think
or
Coney
either.
Island style would be better.
Yeah.
I hate the ones that are already split because it ends up being like a brat sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. It has to be the perfect balance of sturdy enough for your brat, long enough for your brat, but not too much pillowy bread.
Sure.
I mean, this is my quest.
All right.
Who is making a good brat bun? I don't want too much bread. I hate too much bread.
Right.
But I had a brat and the bread, it was Milwaukee. It was advertised as Milwaukee brat buns.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
This would be the shame of Milwaukee. That's my thing. I'm on a quest to find a good brat bun.
Now's the time.
I'm not sure it can be found in Minnesota. Mm. I think you might have to go to Wisconsin.
Maybe.
Never had a problem growing up, but here cannot find a good one.
Interesting.
This is my quest.
What were the ones that you had growing up like that were better?
They were just, I don't know what brand they were because I was a kid and I didn't care. Okay. And I never thought about it. I never thought I would care. Mm-hmm. Here I'm caring.
Here you are.
Just like that was, they were made, they were specifically for brats. They were not hot dog buns, which are inadequate. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Maybe I have to make my own.
Oh boy.
Woo! It's a hot summer day.
I would support you.
I'm a hot summer day and I'm inside making brat buns because that's the kind of gal I am. All right, that was my dumb thought for the day.
Not dumb.
What's your old not dumb. Oh, wait, this is your
food
old
topic.
Days. Food topic.
This month's food topic is, what would your final meal be? And I know it's a little morbid, but it came up on one of my feeds. And this, because...
What would your final meal be?
The company called Choice Mutual, which is a provider of final expense life insurance, which is kind
Are they a sponsor?
Well, they sponsored this study. No, but Choice Mutual.
Today's food question brought to you by
Choice Mutual. Providing coverage for your final life expenses.
And what is your final meal? They were asking people what
that's so weird. Did the survey. That's weird.
What did people say?
Okay, well, I have a top 25 list, but I want to know, I was surprised that my food was lower on the list than expected.
Wait,
so I want to know what yours
is. You're picking one food?
I
thought it was meal.
Well, okay. You can do...
I have two.
I guess these are more like foods.
I have two.
Not a meal.
Oh.
But I have... Yes. This list is in like more individual foods, but I mean, you can tell me your meal too.
So let me guess. Pizza.
Pizza is number 4.
I knew it.
What would yours be?
Well, I was thinking this. Depending on why I'm dying and why
I know... You did bring up a good point.
Why
that
do
is like,
I know...
Why would I even... How could I enjoy this meal?
Why would I know that I'm dying? I can't get past it.
They're like...
I don't want to know.
A meteor is going to hit the earth and everyone's going to die. So maybe that would make it less bad. You could actually enjoy it because you're with
friends. All right. That would be even worse.
Okay.
But anyway...
Your food change? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I have two moods.
Okay.
My one mood is McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, give it all to me. I want a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I want the largest fry you have. I want a Coke and a shake.
Ooh, a shake is a burger, fries, and a chocolate shake.
Yeah, yes. And then I was like, well, why would you want a Big Mac when you could have a better burger than that? Maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
But burger, fries, shake, Coke,
Real Coke.
Original.
Fountain Coke.
Original Fountain Coke. That's my one mode.
Okay.
My nostalgia mode is a full Thanksgiving dinner.
I love it. That's good.
Give it all to me.
Let me see if any... burger came in at 10. Can you believe it?
No.
I feel like that's kind of low. And apologies that my voice got a little bit high.
You were outraged.
A 10.
Were fries separate?
Fries were 8.
So people weren't picking a meal. They were picking a food.
This is top 25 final meal foods.
Okay, fine. You got to be that specific.
So yes, fries and burger, narrowly in the top 10.
Well, okay, listen, I'm not separating the fries and the burger. I want it together.
No, you have to have it together. Yes.
I don't want just one. I'm dying.
I'm not seeing any other... I'm looking for Thanksgiving foods. All right, potatoes? Number 2.
Wait, it just says
really
potatoes?
Just potatoes.
I mean, I want to know what kind, though. Mashed potatoes?
Probably.
I mean, there's so many kinds of potatoes.
Chicken comes in at 15, but it's not, like, specific. And I guess that's not a Thanksgiving.
Is it fried? Is it?
It could be.
This is not.
Oh, no, wait. Fried chicken is 11. So, like, more of a roast chicken would be 15.
All right, well.
What?
Okay, number 1 is ice cream. Number 1 is ice cream.
Do we want to do from 5 down?
Yeah, let's do a countdown.
All right.
It's the final. Get it?
Ice
final
cream.
Countdown.
Do you want to know where ice cream is? Or wait. Okay.
Wait. All just right. wait. Just wait.
Number five, vegetables.
Boo. Are you kidding me?
Final meal.
Number one, can you pick one? There's so many vegetables.
It's just vegetables. It's just
no,
vegetables.
That is so, no.
I don't know who voted for that. Who? Number four, pizza.
Okay.
Three, pasta or noodles? Mac, like a mac and cheese, maybe?
Like a spaghetti?
Maybe. Number two, potatoes. The number one.
Okay, drum roll.
Final meal foods. Food. Steak. Which, fine. It makes sense.
It's fine.
But burger for me, baby.
I have issues with potatoes and vegetables. Because I want an... No, not just vegetables.
No.
What?
Just
what,
vegetables?
What kind? How are they prepared?
Ice cream?
It's came not in even...
12.
Oh. 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Top 15.
Sushi's on there.
But like...
Oh, wait. Hold on. Mac and cheese is at number nine.
Oh, so that's not even pasta noodles?
That's not pasta / noodles.
I think
so.
When I hear pasta noodles, I'm thinking Italian dish.
Yeah, like spaghetti and meatballs or
ravioli,
something.
Ravioli, okay. Something like that.
All right. Well.
That was... I mean, I think everyone's wrong. I mean, I kind of thought steak could be high up.
I get it. But like a burger? Come on.
A burger with fries and a Coke. I think why is it's nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
It's and I picked McDonald's because it felt like, oh yeah, like when you were little and you would go.
Yeah.
I mean, we went rarely because my mom was pretty against fast food.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Or just knew that it wasn't very good for us. Uh-huh. My bribe for like going, this is kind of funny. My bribe for going to the dentist, like if I had to get a cavity filled, was often a shake.
I love it.
You survived your cavity. Let's get you some sugar.
Get some sugar right
but,
in there.
Hey, it worked.
It worked. Yeah.
And I still do it now. Whenever I have a difficult medical thing, I want a shake.
Yeah. It's comforting.
It's so comforting.
Yeah.
A McDonald's shake. So comforting. I will do Burger King if I have to.
If Choice Mutual is not available as a sponsor, McDonald's.
We just shilled for you. Oh, man. Okay, that was a good one. I enjoyed that very much.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
All right. Okay. Moving into Bisquick.
Bisquick.
I picked this topic.
Yes.
Because General Mills was founded in the month of June. That's
in Minneapolis.
Yes, and Bisquick didn't come around until 1931. A General Mills salesman named Carl Smith, he was on a train from San Francisco. Sorry, to San Francisco.
Get it right.
The dining car was closed, and he was hungry, so he asked the chef to make him something quick, nothing fancy, and not too much trouble. And the chef brought him biscuits, like, really fast.
Oh.
And the chef used a pre-mixed blend of lard, baking powder, flour, and salt that was stored in an ice chest. So the chef had already had that made together, so it made making the biscuits fast. So Carl took that idea to a food scientist at took or stole that idea. I don't know if we know the name of that chef, which is very sad.
Lost to time.
Train chef. Took that to a food scientist at General Mills, and Bisquick launched in 1931. And just a reminder that this was kind of new learning for me, but boxed mixes like didn't exist
yet. It didn't
exist. In 1931. Yeah, okay. So this was just a new thing that you could just add, water
amazing.
To. Yep.
Okay.
What... So, did you eat Bisquick as a kid? Or like what was your experience with Bisquick?
That's often how my mom would start. Well, she gave it up later on, but when we were little, she was a Bisquick fan.
Okay.
Like to make pancakes.
Oh, yeah. That was my first.
We didn't eat biscuits, but we ate pancakes a lot, and she would use Bisquick.
Yeah.
And then later on, she stopped using Bisquick. I think it kind of fell out of...
Yeah.
It feels like... Is Bisquick kind of out of style? It feels
you don't
so,
hear about it a lot.
It feels 80s.
Yeah.
It feels 90s.
That was the height of, I remember my grandpa making me Bisquick pancakes when I slept over at my grandparents' house.
I never really thought.
And that was in the 80s, so.
What did you think of those pancakes? They're okay.
They were good because they would like, I associate them with like a positive memory. Yes. The pancakes themselves?
Yeah.
Were probably, I don't remember, like, were like, they amazing?
No.
I don't know.
No. They're very fluffy.
Yeah.
If you like your pancakes super fluffy.
Yeah.
They're what you want, probably. If you like them a little thinner, then no.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that. And then my dad was really, really into fishing. And my mom would like fry fish.
Yeah.
And she would use Bisquick in the coating to like coat them.
Cool.
And then fry them. So that's another association I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I've never cooked with Bisquick other than maybe pancakes, maybe, but I don't even know if I've used them to make pancakes before. So
I don't ever remember.
It's been a while.
I don't ever remember using Bisquick.
And here we are.
Maybe right out of college when I was like, I didn't know how to cook at all. I never cooked anything.
Yeah.
I tried to cook chicken breasts and I would like make things from mixes. That was kind of it. I didn't really learn how to cook until I was in, like, late 20s.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Like, cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think I told the story a long time ago about my first soup. I thought it was so amazing when I made soup from scratch. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the one rule, couple rules for this challenge
Right. There were rules.
No biscuits, obviously. Too easy.
Too easy.
And it had to be something savory.
Yes.
So we have, here's our the recipe I gave you was peppered bacon hash brown pie.
Right.
I love hash browns so much. I like can't.
You do?
Hash browns, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When that like recipe jumped out to me. So
okay.
Hash browns in something.
All right.
And then. You want to talk about these cards, these amazing Bisquick cards.
Yes. Okay. So
yes, talk about the cards first.
A very large collection of Bisquick recipe cards came into my possession, sent in the mail by a friend of Keith's. And I think that what the story was that she thrifted or... bought a recipe box. She was going to resell it, but inside this collection of someone had painstakingly saved all of these Bisquick and Hamburger Helper recipes.
It makes it like they look like they were like torn out of something, or maybe not. What do you think?
Yeah, they're kind of perforated.
Yeah, maybe they were on.
I don't know what you buy to get all of
these
and then collect them. There's so many.
Could have been like one of those like smaller cookbooks where you can like tear things out of. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of them.
So there was like a huge stack of them. And I think like pretty early on, we both kind of narrowed in on the pie.
The pies.
So I didn't know this is kind of like the better than sex cake.
Yeah.
Where it's impossible pie. And there's
so
all
many.
These variations. Not on my radar at all.
Nope.
No idea that the impossible pie. But there's so many. Different variations. I almost gave you the classic, which is cheeseburger.
Oh, yes. That's like the number classic. One impossible pie.
Yeah. And if you go on the website, Betty Crocker.
Yeah, Betty Crocker. Yeah.
I think it has 2,000 reviews, which I was like, you know, if you're 2012 review, do you really need to review it? I mean, but then there's so many variations of pies, but I just want to read you a couple that you dodged.
Oh, okay. All right.
These are like
the
worst.
Ugh.
Well, this is the one you did, but
okay. Here we go.
Here's one I don't understand. Impossible fruit and vegetable pie.
And it's
broccoli, cauliflower, carrots with crushed pineapple and cheese and raisins. I kind of wanted you to do that one, but then I chickened out.
No.
Okay, here's another one. Now, I like tuna. Some people hate tuna, don't want anything to do with it. I like tuna, but this mashed potato tuna pie. What? No. Impossible ham salad pie.
Ew.
Yeah, it's got
Is it cold? No, probably not, because it's cooked.
I don't know. It's got peas and mustard in it.
Okay.
I'm thinking no. Oh, there's one on the other side. I didn't see it. Okay, then there was this Do Ahead family size open face cheeseburger.
Check That's out. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a massive, like, sheet cake hamburger.
Okay, so the Bisquick is, like, the base.
The Bisquick is, like, the bottom bun. Then you lay a bunch of patties on it.
Yep.
And then what's on top there?
There's American cheese.
It's, like, doing a whole sheet pan of hamburger. Not into that. Polka dot pizza.
Ew. What is on that? We should take a photo of some of these.
That is Frankfurters.
Frankfurters.
It's a Bisquick pizza pie with Frankfurters and tomato sauce and cornmeal. Hidden taco sandwich loaf. Surprise! It looks like a loaf of bread, but then there's taco stuff inside. Oh boy. And then impossible creamed peas and ham pie. Where you're doing peas and ham again, but this time you're adding pimento and some eggs. I don't know.
I did dodge some bullets there.
So like impossible pies, I guess, are kind of like, I want to say, a very, very easy quiche.
That's what I'm anticipating, is that it's going to eat like a quiche, but I guess we'll find out.
So the prep, I think it's like, hey, are you intimidated by crust? Mm-hmm. You can make this like very easy crust that you just kind of press into the pan. Because that's my process was, well.
Oh, wait, let's say what it was first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. We already said yours. Oh, yours was the peppered bacon hash brown pie.
Yes.
So mine is the impossible blue cheese club sandwich pie.
I had to.
Can't wait.
I had to. So mine yes. Like,
how did yours go?
Well, you cook up a shit ton of bacon.
Yep.
A shit ton. And let me tell you.
Yeah, I think mine had 12 slices, I think.
So did mine.
A lot of bacon.
Okay, it was a lot of bacon. But bonus, you're like pressing brown sugar into it with pepper before
it's
you
gonna be so good.
Before you bake it.
Yum.
And then it has hash browns, cheese, bacon, some green onion, eggs. I mean, it's not healthy.
No.
But you just, you like,
make it so good.
You cut butter into Bisquick, like with a pastry cutter, and you got like the pebbly mixture, and then you just put some hot water in there, and it kind of forms a dough that you press into the pan. So you're not rolling anything. You didn't do that?
No, I'm intrigued because my process was very different. Oh, but go on.
So you have this loose kind of.
It helps you make the dough.
And then you don't have to roll it. You're just like taking it and blobbing it into the pan, and then you're pressing it so it goes up the sides. Yep. Covers the bottom, and that's your crust. So I was thinking, like, oh, is this, if you're intimidated by a quiche?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to roll out your own.
Right.
I mean, it's a time saver.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Although, I mean, there wasn't a lot of chopping, but there's a lot of things to get ready.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, your potatoes got to be thawed.
Yep.
Bacon cooked for like 20 minutes in the oven. Mm-hmm. I didn't fry it on the stovetop. And then you got to crumble that up.
Yeah.
You got to cut these onions.
Yep.
You got to, I feel like there's one other thing in there.
So the Bisquick is more in the dough.
In the crust.
And then what, is there anything in the filling to like bind it together?
Yes. Because once you fill it up with all that stuff, then you're dumping a half and half an egg mixture over
half
it.
And half.
So you got bacon, you got cheese. Let's put some eggs in half and half on it. I mean.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah. It smelled good.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. But this is not something you're going to make. Oh, you're not going to want to make this on a weeknight unless you got a lot of time.
Because
it bakes for a minimum of 50 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
You know. You'll be starting this at 7 p.m.
Don't do it.
If you want to eat before 9. Right?
Correct.
So what's your process?
Okay, Impossible Blue Cheese Club sandwich pie. The most work was... <It's so dumb>. Once you start hearing the ingredients, it's kind of like putting like what a club sandwich might be, kind of, right?
That's the point.
So I... Yes. 12 slices of bacon. Put that up.
That seems to be the minimum.
And then minimum.
For Impossible Pie.
And then a cup of cut up cooked chicken. So I just used a rotisserie chicken to cut up.
Okay.
Throw that in the pie pan. And then in a mixer, you're mixing eggs, milk, Bisquick, and just a little bit of pepper. So you're making a mixing that up as a liquid.
Okay.
And then just pouring that over the top.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then you bake it. It was about 35 minutes.
Oh.
Not as long. And then you'll see in the photos, but the top has
the top
tomato. Oh, sorry, there's blue cheese in there too. I'm sorry. There's blue cheese in it on top of the meats, and then there's a little blue cheese on top. And then some shredded lettuce.
And the tomatoes.
And the tomatoes. The whole thing is
covered with sliced tomatoes. I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm into the way it looks.
Are you ready to go taste?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go check it out.
We're back. Do you want to talk about the Jello Shot first or the Bisquick first?
Jello Shot, we'll just say.
Better, right?
It was set.
It was set and actually sweet. Tasted like a peanut
butter. No, it did taste like a peanut. It was just very, the consistency was weird.
The texture was off. I don't know
what was going on there. What's going on?
And it's really boozy.
Well, but it's a shot.
In a peanut.
It's supposed to be more concentrated than a drink.
It's true. I think I just like it more spread out.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, you know, I'm sorry if I ever gave shade to a vodka Kool-Aid Jello Shot, right? Because it's just trying to make some fancy one, it's like, there's a reason. There's a reason why.
We did give shade. We were like, no vodka lemonade.
There's a reason why.
Vodka cherry Jello.
Vodka cherry Jello, right? Yeah. There's a reason it works.
Yeah. Quick and dirty.
But it was fun to make some fancy ones.
Yeah. So. I appreciate the effort that you put in to try to recreate the pina colada.
Redos are always allowed here on Recipe Challenge.
Yes. All right.
Moving on. Well, I was going to say pie. They're not. Well.
Yes.
They are both pies.
They're pies.
Yes.
They look like quiche. I guess pie is quiche. Quiche is pie.
Yeah. It's quiche.
That sounded less, like some kind of cone or something.
Less eggy than a quiche, but definitely quiche.
The term you're looking for is egg forward.
Less egg forward.
Okay.
I thought yours was so good.
Okay, we should clarify. Okay. Your recipe.
Sorry, okay. My recipe
that I made.
You made it. The peppered bacon hash brown pie.
Okay. This
was great.
When I was making it... I was complaining because it was not, this is not healthy. It's really bad for you. And I know it's going to be delicious. And it was so good.
Yeah. We had differences in the way we used Bisquick in our recipes, but yours was more, it was more of a crust and it was good.
It was at the bottom.
Yes. And the, on the top, on the sides. Oh,
yep. You pressed it up and it made a crust. So
it's really
good. That's why I was saying mine was like a easy quiche where you don't have to make a crust for it.
Yeah. It was great.
It was so flavorful.
Sweetness from the bacon.
Yeah. Because
the green onions are good.
You're pressing brown sugar onto bacon. You're pressing it with sugar. Oh, and then, I mean, I think that's
great.
One of the things that made it good was the green onion in there.
Yeah.
Because you got some flavoring with that.
And actually, it felt like the tomatoes on top was like an afterthought, but it did taste good with the tomatoes on there because there was a little bit of freshness.
Okay. Here's a tiny dose of health.
One half grape tomato.
We didn't clarify that when you serve you put more bacon on top because you're not done with bacon. And then you cut up grape cherry tomatoes, and put those on top.
Yeah.
for like a tiny bit of fresh food. And it was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Maybe for a brunch.
You could totally make it for a brunch. Delicious. 100% brunch. Brunch so item.
No notes.
No.
Delicious.
No notes. I mean, you can't beat cheddar cheese.
No, cheese
eggs,
and hash browns.
Half and half.
Bacon. Yeah. Load it up.
Load it up. They should call it fully loaded impossible pie. It's got everything.
Fully loaded.
Fully loaded yeah. impossible pie. Ugh. All right. So then we had the club.
Yes. Blue
cheese club.
Blue cheese club sandwich. But as we were discussing, a club sandwich has usually like turkey and bacon.
What's the cheese?
I don't know if there's a cheese in a club sandwich.
There's
got to be some sort of cheese. There's tomatoes, lettuce.
There must be a cheese.
But then in a Cobb salad, there's usually
blue cheese, eggs.
So maybe they were just like...
They kind of mashed them together, which I didn't really realize.
A mashup.
So the blue cheese, yeah. So...
It was fine.
It was fine.
It needed... It only had an eighth of a teaspoon of pepper in there.
Oh my God.
And like it needed more. We needed to like pump up the pepper.
Here's something I didn't think about before we exchanged recipes is that you were giving me basically a modern...
Oh, that's true.
Recipe
that's
off
yes.
the internet.
Yes.
I gave you a recipe from like the 70s or 80s from a card. Mm-hmm. And the spice levels, it's just really changed.
Yeah. The blue cheese does give you.
Yeah.
It gives you some salt. But.
And
I do like blue cheese, but it can be, you know, it's a very distinct flavor. So if you don't. You know,
it needed,
if you don't like it, it could be
it needed seasoning.
Yeah.
It needed more seasoning in the egg mixture, maybe.
I felt like the chicken, the cut up chicken and the bacon just like somehow melt. I don't know, melt. Like I wasn't getting.
No.
I was getting like, oh, that's a bite of meat. Like it didn't feel like they were separated out. Or I wasn't getting enough of that bacon flavor.
It's weird that they didn't. You could improve it by cutting up bacon, more bacon, and putting it on top.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because then you're getting like the crispy bacon on top with tomato and blue cheese.
Yep.
And then that would be good. Yep. I don't know.
It's not awful, but it didn't have like the punch of flavor that you did.
And
the
richness. It felt like kind of a sad 80s like pie that you would serve at like some kind of consciousness raising group. No. Or like, everyone's coming over tonight to talk about what we can do to stop this power plant from being built. And Carol made her club sandwich / Cobb salad pie. Mm. And everyone's passing it around in the living room and handing out forks. And then for dessert, brownies.
Yours felt more... like quiche-like,
it was,
I guess.
Yeah.
Even though mine did, like, maybe mine had the Bisquick and the eggs and the milk kind of, like, all mixed up together.
Yep.
Like, less egg-forward.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, I guess we have a clear winner.
We sure do.
I mean, if you're looking for a calorie-filled, delicious, easy pie.
So good.
Check this sugared bacon thing out. Do it.
It's the winner.
Do it. It's the winner. All right.
All right.
So,
next month.
July, my thoughts have turned
I'm ready. I can't wait.
Ice cream.
Hey.
But.
Tell me more.
Guess what? Just got rid of my ice cream machine.
You did?
Okay. It just takes up too much space.
I know. We've.
And how many times do I use it? I hadn't used it in years.
I have an ice cream maker and I have not used it.
And my philosophy is this. If I want really good ice cream, I will go out and buy a single serving cone.
Right.
Or I'll make someone else can make it.
Yeah.
But I started thinking about it because I was like, but wait, what about no churn?
I was just reading. Where was I just reading about this?
No churn.
Somewhere.
And
love it.
Also, there are no churn ice creams that the base could be banana, could be avocado.
Whoa.
I know. You could get crazy. Any flavor, could be dairy, non-dairy.
Yes.
But what's like a good no churn ice cream that you can make at home? No fuss.
Did you store your ice cream maker or did you give it away?
It's gone.
All right.
I know. And it was a big decision.
Am I going to be doing it? Maybe if no churn ice cream is this amazing.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Is it amazing? I don't know. So that's what I'm wanting to find out. Like, maybe I'm not sad that I got rid of my ice cream maker because no churn is like a whole new horizon for me.
My ice cream maker, I will say, does not. It makes more of a soft serve, and it doesn't harden up into, like, if you put it in the freezer, it'll harden up.
You have to, like,
but it never gets to that hard stage in the actual maker.
No, you have to like dump it into something and then freeze it after you've done the churning.
Yep.
And I had days of making my own ice cream where I was like actually even buying vanilla pods and scraping them to make like a really high quality. And like it was delicious.
Right.
But so time intensive. And like I really had not used it in 3 years.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Like, here you go. I mean, like someone scored.
Yeah.
Thing was in perfect condition.
Absolutely.
Had everything that came with it and the instruction manual.
Bonus.
I just dropped it off. But I do love ice cream.
Me too.
And it's July.
It's July.
So we're going to have ice cream next time.
Love it. Great choice.
Join us if you're also churn curious. Okay. See you next time.
All right. See you next time.
And you can follow us.
Follow us. Email us.
Yeah.
Rate us.
Rate.
Please.
Please.
All the things.
All the things.
Bye.
Bye.